This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The French government last year proposed raising the retirement age from 60 to 62 there. The public was outraged and over a million protesters took to the streets. Well, the state of Massachusetts is also proposing raising the retirement age for public pension holders, and we're not talking about 62. The current minimum retirement age for most Massachusetts public employees is 55. The proposed change would bump that up to 60. No marching in the streets around Beacon Hill. Not yet, at least. But not everyone's happy either. Nevertheless, when he unveiled the new legislation this week, Governor Deval Patrick said the state stands to save an enormous amount of money.
Taken together, these proposals will generate over $5 billion in pension funding savings over 30 years, including an estimated $2 billion for cities and towns.
Alicia Minnell is director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, and she also chaired the Governor's Commission on State Pensions. And she joins us now. Professor Minnell, thank you and welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
So let me just summarize briefly what I understand the governor has proposed, the three major changes: moving the retirement age up by 5 years, also having state workers having to wait until age 67 to collect their maximum benefit, and having their pension benefits calculated based on the highest earnings over a 5-year period instead of three. So a whole sort of raft of changes here. All in all, what does the state stand to gain if it enacted these changes?
I really applaud this initiative on two fronts. One, the background material highlights how important it is to maintain a defined benefit plan. And it also highlights how relatively modest pensions are for today's retirees, $26,000. People act as if these public employees were getting $80,000 or $100,000 a year. And then also it highlights the fact that public employees contribute a lot to these pensions. So I like that they support the defined benefit framework and acknowledge these others. I also applaud the changes, though, because people are living longer, healthier lives, and private sector employees are going to have to wait longer to get full benefits. And I think it's in everybody's interest to have the benefits provided in the public and private center be relatively comparable. Just one other point, though, and then I'll stop talking, and that is that these changes apply only to new employees.
Yes.
And that's why you don't see marching in the streets.
Well, let me actually ask you about that. So that's where, because they've limited the changes to new employees and not those currently working, the savings, as we heard Governor Patrick say, is roughly $5 billion. That's out of a $20 billion unfunded mandate when it comes to covering these pensions. So, I mean, your suggestion, if any, on what to do about the remaining $15 billion, which taxpayers are still on the hook for.
Taxpayers are on the hook. I mean, I really do think it's a serious problem with public employee pensions, not just in Massachusetts, but everywhere, that either the constitution of the state or the case law in the state makes it impossible to change benefits for people who are currently employed. So even if you have a young worker, 35, you can't not only change the benefits earned to date, which I don't think anybody should be able to do, but you can't change the benefits that 35-year-old is going to earn over the rest of his or her lifetime. It really constrains what governors and mayors can do to save money on the pension side.
Mm. Professor Minnell, you said just a little earlier that you support the fact that Governor Patrick didn't suggest at all to move away from the defined benefit model that public employee pensions are based on. Well, whereas, I mean, you know as well as anyone else that most people in the private sector actually have to deal with the opposite, which is the defined contribution, an uncertain future benefit. Why not actually encourage the state to adopt a similar model?
So everybody can have an inadequate retirement. I'm very familiar with what's happened in the private sector.
I mean, that is the pushback from people who are paying the taxes.
I understand that, but what we've done is we've seen, as you point out, the movement from defined benefits to 401ks in the private sector. But we've also seen how difficult it is for people to get an adequate retirement income together when they're having to save on their own. So to the extent that we can maintain defined benefit plans and manage them properly in the public sector, I don't support going to the lowest common denominator.
I mean, would that further just what I know I've read that other representatives of employee unions, public employee unions in other states say they fear a race to the bottom?
Yeah, no, I think that's a correct concern. And also, Massachusetts is unique. But it's in the minority in the sense that it does not have Social Security. And so all of us covered by Social Security do have a defined benefit plan as a base. And so you'd have to have some comparable base in Massachusetts. And so it's even more necessary in Massachusetts, I think, to have a defined benefit plan than it would be in other states.
And when you say Massachusetts does not have Social Security, that is that public employees, they're not
in Massachusetts are not covered by Social Security.
And why not ask them to be?
It would actually have to be a state decision, not an individual decision. And I actually think from a national perspective, that would be good public policy. But from the state's perspective, narrowly, it would actually cost them sort of more than they would get back in benefits because of sort of this complicated issue of Social Security has this hangover from the past when people got benefits way in excess of their contributions.
Hmm. You know, some critics of Governor Deval Patrick's proposal, they say that, you know, okay, while it doesn't, it takes care of part of the problem, the other thing that it does is it actually pushes some of the state's debt obligations further down the road. I believe some of the pension debt then would have to be accounted for in the year 2040 rather than 2025 in order for when we'd have to pay it off. So why should taxpayers, I guess, support a 15-year extension on these liabilities?
Well, I mean, I'm a pension freak, so I would like to see unfunded liabilities paid off over, you know, as quickly as possible. The reality is we had a dramatic decline in the value of assets in this financial crisis, and then a big drop in tax revenues and a big increase in the needs that people in Massachusetts have in terms of Medicaid spending and community college spending and things like that. So it's you have to make really tough choices, and probably deferring some of the paying off of the unfunded liability is better than other bad choices.
You know, all of this discussion here in Massachusetts is happening in the context of very heated debates in basically all 50 states across the country. I mean, just in the past week or two, we've heard that public pension systems across the nation face a $2 trillion deficit. I believe House Speaker Robert DeLeo brought that number back to the table this week when he stood alongside Governor Patrick. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling for a one-year salary freeze there. Scott Walker, new governor of Wisconsin, is actually threatening to take away government workers' rights to form unions and engage in collective bargaining. Even in California, new Governor Jerry Brown is promising to review all benefits in the state out there. So, I mean, from your perspective, given the heated rhetoric around public employee pensions, do you think that Governor Patrick's proposals stand a chance of passing this time around?
There are two issues here. One, there really is a problem at state and local level in terms of budgets. And I think in terms of some state and local pensions, there is excesses. I think the excesses in Massachusetts are really not that big a deal. But the work life of people have increased, so I think we need reform. On the other hand, I simply do not believe that teachers, police, nurses are public enemy number one, and I think the rhetoric is much too heated and not constructive at all. And so I think we should tone it down and get to the business of solving problems, and I think that Governor Patrick's proposals are a first step in that direction.
Alicia Minnell, director of the Boston College Center for Retirement Research, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
A look ahead to the weekend in arts when we come back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.